Summer vacation is no longer just for two-legged travelers. Room service menus, massages, and cushy beds for dogs. Many hotels have been ratcheting up the pet amenities. The problem is getting your pet to the destination. In recent years, transporting pets on commercial flights has grown more complicated and more expensive. All major carriers have significantly raised the fees they charge for bringing pets on board, even surpassing the $100 surcharge they typically charge for children flying alone. Fees vary depending on whether the pet flies under your seat or as checked baggage, which involves extra handling. American, Delta, United, and Continental charge $125 each way for pets in the cabin. United charges the most for pets traveling as checked baggage, $250 each way. Pet safety has also become a more pressing issue. Incidents of animals being lost, injured, or dying have risen. 39 animals died while flying aboard commercial jets in the United States last year, compared with 22 in 2009. To minimize the risks pets face while traveling, carriers typically will not accept pets as checked baggage or cargo when the temperature is forecast to exceed 30 degrees or fall below -7 degrees during the animal's flight. Also, many airlines will not accept snub-nosed pets, like bulldogs or Persian cats, as cargo since they are prone to breathing problems. Despite the inconveniences, airlines say they are going out of their way to be pet-friendly. Delta has climate-controlled holding areas for pets shipped as cargo. JetBlue has a frequent flyer program for pets called JetPaws that allows customers to earn extra miles when flying with a pet. Just remember to reserve early, because airlines limit the number of pets in the cabin, so don't wait until the last minute.